This is a World Challenge devotion by David Wilkerson. Coming to God in Sadness. The Holy Spirit directed me to the book of Nehemiah, and as I read chapter 2, I saw something I had not seen before. This chapter contains an encouraging story for all who come to the Lord with a heavy heart. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to King Artaxerxes. He tasted the wines before they were brought to the king's table to make sure they weren't poisoned. Over time, Nehemiah became a trusted servant to the king. Nehemiah received a report from his brother that Jerusalem was in ruins. The population had been decimated. The people were in terrible straits and conditions were worsening daily. This tore at Nehemiah's heart. He loved Judah and Jerusalem, and a deep sorrow began to grip him. Scripture says, "And it came to pass, in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. Therefore the king said to me, 'Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of the heart.'" Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Understand that people were forbidden to come into the king's presence with sadness, especially if they were court employees. Nehemiah knew that having a gloomy countenance could cost him his head, and he was terribly fearful. When the king saw Nehemiah's grief, he was moved with compassion. Scripture tells us that he gave his downcast servant a leave of absence. He also gave him a letter of credit, opening the royal treasury to him. After all that, Nehemiah received from the king the desire of his heart, permission to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and the city walls. Here's my point. If Nehemiah could go into the presence of a pagan king with a sad countenance and yet find favor and blessings beyond imagination, how much more will King Jesus show compassion to each of us, his children, in our sadness? He is eager to lift our burden and supply our needs. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.